This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTops.com with the Talk Podcast. I was reading the paper today and I come across a fact that I thought, you know, it's a fairly useless fact. Did you know Raytheon has built a robotic penguin that can hop across the surface of the moon? And I was thinking, why in God would anybody build a robotic penguin that could hop across the surface of the moon? Is that the kind of ambassador I want representing me? I mean, before they can actually get this robotic penguin to the moon, somebody's going to build a robotic giraffe that can not only move across the surface of the moon, but can peer over the crater to see if there's any aliens down in there waiting to chop its head off. Oh. Anyway, it got me kind of thinking about useless facts like that. And so I decided to look around, see if there was any useless facts out there I might want to share with you. I found this one. If you were born in Los Alamos, New Mexico, during the Manhattan Project, when they made the atomic bomb, your birthplace is officially listed as a post office box in Albuquerque. Oh, man. Try to explain that one to your significant other. Did you know a pig turducken is a pig stuffed with a turkey, which is stuffed with a chicken and deep fried in oil? Okay, now people, I have had trouble deciding what I wanted to have for supper. You know, I have sat there and thought about creating something original for the menu that could be entertaining, but I have never ever thought of sticking a chicken into a turkey into a pig and deep frying it. Never, not once has that even crossed my mind. You know, I have thought of moving to Bavaria because I found out that in Bavaria beer isn't considered an alcoholic drink, it's a staple food. Okay, guys, back up as we're moving. Did you know it's against the law to hunt for whales in Oklahoma? Yep, you can't hunt for whales in Oklahoma. Oh, here's one. On the average, half the false teeth have some form of radioactivity. I wish I would have known that one when I was trying to get my kids to brush their teeth when they were younger. Actually, I did a pretty good job. My kids have excellent teeth. I can't believe it. Outside the USA, Ireland is the largest software producing country in the world. Boy, now there's a shocker. Ireland is the largest software producing country in the world. No wonder there's so much bugs in the software we get. Everybody's too drunk to write the code correctly. Oh, speaking of writing code, Bill Gates' first business was Trafodata, a company that created machines which recorded the number of cars passing a given point on the road. Yep, he was spying on us from the very beginning. I bet he's spying on us now, the bastard. Oh, the first man to distill bourbon whiskey in the United States was a Baptist preacher in 1789. Well, I guess we can finally say there's some reason to give thanks for the Baptist. Whew. Did you know that no one seems to know why people blush? Hey, I'm not making this stuff up. I got this off the web from just different, you know, I went out looking for facts and I just picked up a few here and there, and I'll put some, you know, after I publish this, I'll go ahead and put in some links. A judge in Louisville decided a jury went a little bit too far in recommending a sentence of 5,000 years for a man who was convicted of 5 robberies. So the judge reduced the sentence to 1,001 years. Now that's the kind of judge I would get. Oh, in 1972, a group of scientists reported that you could cure the common cold by freezing the big toe. Bet they were never heard from again. That would be something that would end a scientific career in a heartbeat. The storage capacity of the human brain exceeds 4 terabytes. Man, that's a lot. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. But the storage capacity of the human brains is 4 terabytes. How do they know that? How do they measure that? Yeah, did they hook a computer into it and say, oh, yeah, okay, it's 4 terabytes. Yeah, well, anyway, let's see. Your thumb is the same length as your nose. Okay, I'm putting my thumb to my nose now. Put my thumb to my nose. I'm wiggling my fingers. No, my thumb is not. My thumb is twice as long as my nose. Maybe I'm measuring it wrong. I've measured other things wrong, Oh, man, that's... okay. But I did have nasal surgery once, so maybe the doctor cut some of my nose off. Approximately 60 circus performers have been shot from cannons. At last report, 31 of these have been killed. This is not a profession for the smartest of people. Oh, man. Okay, let's see. Talk about building something to last. The Hoover Dam was built to last 2,000 years. The concrete in it will not be fully cured for another 500 years. Now that's what you call planning ahead. Okay, here's something that's pretty sexist. Under the law of Mississippi, there's no such thing as a female peeping Tom. That's as sexist as you can get. So a woman can peep in my bedroom window, and it's no big deal. But if I peep in hers, they haul me off. I've been having fun looking at useless facts today. It's really pretty interesting, to find out that, the Celsius scale makes more sense than the Fahrenheit scale for temperature measuring, but its creator, Anders Celsius, was an oddball scientist. When he first developed his scale, he made freezing 100 degrees and boiling 0 degrees, or upside down. No one dared point this out to him, so fellow scientists waited until Celsius died to change the scale. Yeah, that's a fairly useless fact. That's a fairly useless fact, but I've been enjoying this. Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time. Talk about having a split personality. Jeez. Anyway, I just wanted to share some of this weird stuff I've been, looking over today, and, well, at least probably for the last hour or so. I'm just having some fun with it, but I thought I'd share it with my friends here on ATS. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each and every one of you, my friends. Good night.